Israel's military said it struck dozens of Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon overnight, a day after it launched a wave of airstrikes against the Iran-backed group's sites. Hezbollah, meanwhile, said it had attacked several Israeli military targets, including an explosives factory 60 kilometres into Israel. At least 492 people, including 35 children, were killed in Lebanon yesterday after a series of Israeli strikes. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said that efforts to reduce tensions are ongoing.
The escalation is extremely dangerous and worrying. I can say that we are almost in a full-fledged war. We're seeing more military strikes, more damage, more collateral damage, more victims. Since Tuesday, in Lebanon, 500 people has been killed and over 4,400 people have been injured.
De-escalating tensions in the Middle East will be the focus of discussions in New York for the first day of the high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly. The Assembly will be addressed by US President Joe Biden, followed by other international leaders. It will be President Biden's final address to the UN. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Biden has spent almost a year trying to bring a peace deal to the Middle East, whilst also being Israel's strongest supporter. Now, as he arrives in New York to address the UN for the final time as president, that prize seems to be slipping further from his grasp as the region slips deeper into war. As the situation in Lebanon worsens, French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. France is a permanent member. He said he was worried about the safety of UN personnel on the ground and the civilian population. The Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz lodged a formal complaint with the Security Council against Hezbollah for firing rockets into northern Israel. Later today, the Taoiseach will meet the President of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. It's their first meeting since Ireland gave diplomatic recognition to the State of Palestine. Sean Whelan, RTE News, New York.
A confidential report for the HSE has questioned the operational readiness to commission and operate the new National Children's Hospital. The April 2024 report by consultants KPMG, obtained by RT News, points to gaps in senior leadership teams, a suboptimal clinical governance structure, a lack of clarity around the future operating model and resourcing of the new hospital, plus the drift in expected completion dates. The report said that during interviews with Children's Health Ireland staff and site visits to the three existing hospitals, there was limited recognition of the great opportunity offered by the planned new digital hospital. The management consultants said it was apparent from interviews at all levels that staff are prioritising day-to-day patient care over commissioning activity for the new hospital. The body of a man who died in unexplained circumstances in County Clare over 40 years ago is to be exhumed today. It's part of a cold case Gartha investigation into his death. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.
23-year-old Patrick Nugent from Six Mile Bridge was banquet manager at a 40th wedding anniversary party for William and Chrissy Ryan in Bunratty in February 1984. He was found with serious injuries in the yard outside at 4 a.m. on the 11th of February, shortly after he went to help the party host bring gifts to his car. Mr. William Ryan, who was head chef with Air Reantha at Shannon Airport, was charged with the manslaughter of Mr. Nugent and with dangerous driving at a trial in 1985, but acquitted. Mr. Ryan is now deceased. Mr. Nugent's family have always believed that he died violently amid allegations it was not investigated adequately and there was a cover-up. Gardaí initiated a cold case review 2 years ago, and as part of that, the remains of Mr. Nugent will be exhumed today to be examined by forensic anthropologists to see if it alters or provides new leads in the investigation into his death. His brothers John and Martin have welcomed the move, hoping it can shed new light on what has been a very difficult, long and torturous legal process to get justice for their brother. Cathy Halloran, RTE News, County Clare.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will address his first Labour Party conference since taking power in July. In a speech to party members in Liverpool, he will warn the UK that a shared struggle through short-term pressures will have to be endured. Mr. Starmer's address comes amid anger within the Labour movement about the decision to means-test winter fuel payments and infighting over donations to the Prime Minister. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A mix of cloud and sunny spells today with just a few well-scattered showers, most frequent in the north and northwest. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees in light to moderate west to northwest winds.